Here's an actor to keep your eye on, Anthony Mackie. In The Hurt Locker, he was the tightly wound sergeant butting heads with a fellow soldier in his bomb disposal unit.
Oh, it's too bad. First time working together? What do you think?
I think us working together means I talk to you and you talk to me.
Are you going on a date, Sanborn?
No. We're going on a mission. And my job is to keep you safe so we can keep going on missions.
It's combat, buddy.
Hey, it's just 39 days. 38 if we survive today.
Since The Hurt Locker, Mackie has gone on to other films. And the latest is in art house theaters now. It's called Night Catches Us. NPR's Netta Ullaby interviewed the actor in New York, where he's living part-time.
I asked Anthony Mackie's agent if we could meet someplace special to him. We ended up at his favorite bar, where he was playful with the doorman.
Easy, don't call security.
How are you?
Good to see you. Just come and get some sangria.
The place, Fig and Olive, is elegant, airy, tucked on a side street in the meatpacking district. The people who run it sometimes let Mackie live a fantasy.
I've always wanted to be a bartender, so I started hanging out with my friends here. I go and they let me get behind the bar and bartend.
On screen, Mackie is playing a very different role. In the movie Night Catches Us, he's a former Black Panther. The film set in the mid-1970s, and Mackie's character is suspected by everyone in his splintered Philadelphia neighborhood of informing to the FBI.
I got a message from the brothers.
They sent you?
Things done changed, snitch. I'm in charge now.
Got everybody fooled, huh? Go home.
Mackie was drawn to this tiny, low-budget movie because it explores a moment in Black history neglected by Hollywood. And he loved its richly regretful main character. He's a revolutionary disillusioned by the Panthers' collapse.
You know, you build this beautiful house of smoke and mirrors and cars, and then it just crumbles. And that's, I'm kind of in the place of rebuilding that crumbled card house.
Night Catches Us got a lot of positive buzz when it opened at Sundance last year. It's the first film from director Tonya Hamilton. She says Mackie brought understated torment and fury to the role.
But the fury is very tempered. You know, it's something that Mackie does really well. You know that there's warning under the surface. You know that the edge is so palpable and real, and yet he doesn't have to raise his voice. It's all in his eyes.
It meant everything for this first-time filmmaker to work with such a seasoned veteran. Mackie's only 31 years old, but he's been directed by the likes of Clint Eastwood and Jonathan Demme.
He kind of held my hand a little bit.
Tonya Hamilton's two leads, Anthony Mackie and Kerry Washington, have co-starred together before in Spike Lee's She Hate Me. Still, when it came time to direct their love scene, Tonya Hamilton got nervous.
Both of them said, okay, just step back. Here's how you do it. And they were like, you go here, you know, on the chair, on the floor. That was, I think, how generous he was as an actor to give me these little pieces that I didn't have.
But Mackie is part of a lineage of artists dedicated to bringing intelligent Black stories to the screen. He's been mentored since high school by the actor Wendell Pierce, who played Bunk on The Wire. Both are from New Orleans. When Mackie was 14, Pierce visited his school.
And I had never seen this broad, statuesque Black man in a pure white linen suit. Ever since then, I've just kind of been like running behind him like I was a rabbit and he had a carrot in his butt.
Mackie says Pierce is one of the forces who shaped his career. Another is his dad, who worked in construction.
Back in Louisiana, he didn't make it out of eighth grade.
Anthony Mackie's dad died tragically during Hurricane Katrina. When Mackie was growing up, his summers were spent working on roofs with his dad mopping tar.
My dad would pay me by how many squares of shingles I could put down. And this was before nail guns, when we couldn't afford nail guns. So literally, you're walking across a roof all day, 100-degree heat. And my dad would be like, you like this work? And I'd say, I hate it. And he'd be like, well, that's why you got to go to college. And I'm like, you don't have to worry about me.
One of Mackie's brothers went to law school. Another became a professor of engineering. Mackie went to Juilliard, Wendell Pierce's alma mater. He got a work-study scholarship with the school's physical plant. At first, he struggled. He even got put on probation after his first year. But he pulled himself together. Soon he was outpacing his classmates. He starred in an off-off-Broadway play before graduating. And when he did graduate, director Curtis Hanson cast Mackie as Eminem's enemy in the 2002 movie 8 Mile.
8 Mile was one of those things. I was a deer in headlights. You know, I showed up to set and Curtis Hanson was like, do this. And I was like, dude, I have no idea what you're talking about. So we're on set and I'm supposed to play a rapper and there are all these real rappers on set. So I was like, I gotta beef my machismo up. I can't let these dudes punk me. You know, because people were saying some crazy stuff. Like, you don't deserve to be in this movie. You ain't real. So I was like, oh, I'm real. You know?
I put a hole in your head like a 12 gauge. Looking like crisscross, jiggity, jump your ass on stage.
These days, the project that's keeping Mackie's cell phone ringing is not a movie. It's his own bar. He's opening one in Bed-Stuy, New York. Guess who's building the furniture?
I built a counter like this, 16 feet long. I built 24-inch by 20-inch two tops. That's my therapy. I bought a saw, I bought a router, bought all my bits. So now I just go around the neighborhood, find wood, make it into stuff.
I'm processing the idea of this guy in Academy Award-winning movies, scavenging.
The bar should open next year. Mackie lives in Bed-Stuy and New Orleans, where his girlfriend stays with their son. He says when he's back in New Orleans, there's one chore he will never do.
If there's a leak on my roof today, I don't care. I'll burn the house down before I get on the roof.
In the next year, Anthony Mackie's slate of films include one with Matt Damon called The Adjustment Bureau, based on a Philip K. Dick short story. More than anything, he'd love to play Jesse Owens, the Olympic athlete who defied Hitler. He's got a script. He's looking for a producer. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
You know, you can find a review of Anthony Mackie's new film, Night Catches Us, at npr.org. Don, I can give you a review right now because I saw it the other day.
Yes.
I mean, you got a sense on the radio here of his presence. He's really got a great presence on screen as well. It's a good movie. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Don Gagne.